Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his mountaintop. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Hanging in there.
Well, we've got, how's your weather down there? Pretty nasty still, or did you get a nice day once every month?
No, we couldn't even see the sky, much less the sun. And we had a lot of ice and stuff fall out of the trees today, but we got bad weather coming, so there's no end to it, it doesn't seem like.
Yeah, we're getting another 2, 3, 4 inches of snow. Nobody knows really what's cooking, but we've broken all the records for snowfall, I guess, and this is going to just continue. Anyway, before we get going, for the house cleaning notes, please visit our YouTube channel, Angel Fall 923, where we have many free documentaries up there. And you can also join our membership site for Night Shadows. It's updated almost daily. The new book that will be out next week called Frequency, The Hidden Matrix, will be free for all paid subscribers. Along with the host, you'll get a lot of other information. It's only $9.95 a month. Probably spend more than that on popcorn and potato chips. And you also get all the Twilight magazines, all the Prophetic Insiders, the current, as well as all the back issues, special reports, audio and video reports, and all pertinent news items that we post daily and or almost daily, unless it's something that's really not pertinent. We realize everybody's in news overload, and so we try to thin through that. And we're also going to be adding archived Borderlands from time to time. And Borderlands is a two-hour audio report. We sell it only on CD, where we bring in all things strange and different back to the Bible, to doctrine and Bible prophecy. Almost all of them are as current today as when we broadcast them or did them, even some of them years ago. But they're totally current. Before we get rolling, I want to remind everybody what Tesla said. If you want to unlock the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibrations. What he's talking about here is the Matrix, and that's what that book is about, The Matrix, which we'll have out next week. It's in the editing right now to make sure we got most of the mistakes in there corrected anyway. Then I got an email, and I wanted to try to explain this if I could, but I'm not sure what the question is. It says, please explain base code of divine agape. I'm not exactly sure what that means, base code. But the word agape, or divine love, is what it says of divine love. Agape is the word in the Greek. It was a new phrase they coined to describe something indescribable, which is the love of God. And I can vouch for that. You cannot find words when you are shown what the love of God really is. And the Bible is a code book, so I'm going to try to explain this. Larry, maybe you can jump in and help too. The Bible is the most paranormal book that was ever given to humanity. Remember that it was written over 1,200 years of time, different people, different times, yet it has a mathematical continuity all the way from Genesis through to the book of Revelation, including Revelation. And that is not explainable unless God himself wrote it through all of these writers, which explains the mathematical continuity. Remember, the universe is built upon two things. mathematics and frequency. They're co-joined. It's kind of like time and space. They're joined together. Anyway, the real truth, according to the Bible's own words, is hidden away. It's a mystery. It's unknown. And anything that is a mystery or hidden away has to be searched out. Hence, that is why Jesus said to ask, seek, knock, labor, and continue in his doctrine, because it's hidden. I want to read to you Proverbs 2, 1 through 5, because it just verifies what I've said. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and applying thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and lifteth up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Now, says what it says. Now I want to read you Isaiah 25:7. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. We are we live in a matrix, and everyone has a veil over their mind. And that's what he's talking about. A veil is spread over all the nations of the world. And Proverbs 25:2, very interesting. It is the glory of God to conceal, which means hide away, a thing. But the honor of kings is to search out a matter. So I think that pretty well describes it. If something is healed, or concealed rather, as divine love is, then in order to find what it is, you'd have to seek, ask, knock, strive, and labor, and continue in the doctrines of Christ, or you would never find it. Modern Christianity has redacted and removed all of these sayings of Christ, so you will not search out the code and find Jesus Christ. These are the religious leaders. They are the controllers of the matrix, who do not want you to leave their control and their power. Their salvation gospel is a deception, a lie, just as Jesus, Paul, Peter, and John, and the others told you was coming. And now it's in full bloom. The gospel of John is actually the gospel of divine love. How to search it out and find it. Cross-compare John with Matthew chapter 7. Jesus Christ is a mystery. The church is called a mystery. And here is what Jesus said. Listen to it carefully. John 5:39 through 41. I hope I'm answering this fellow's question or whoever wrote it. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I received not honor from men. Does it say believe in me? Did he say have faith in me? Those are prerequisites. That's a given. That's the foundation from which you begin your walk. That starts at true conversion. But however, their own Protestant experts in this have said, we make a huge mistake when we start saying conversion is regeneration, but it isn't. They're two decidedly different things, and it's very, very interesting how all that works. Actually, conversion is something you do with your mind. You just change your mind. Regeneration is something only God will do. Big difference. John 3:18 through 20. He that believeth on him is not condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. Only one, not multitudes. This is the condemnation. That light, divine agape, it's a code word for divine agape, divine love, is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither comes to the light lest his deeds should be reproved. Once again, they would not come to the light, would they? They said, no, we're not going to do that. Once again, it does not say believe in the light or have faith in the light. It says they would not come to the light to have their deeds reproved. Coming to Christ. He said, enter in at the straight gate, walk the narrow way. That's what he said. And Jesus said, right after he made that comment, he said, the false preachers, teachers, evangelists, whom he called wolves in sheep's clothing, would alter the way and remove it. And that's why Peter said what he said to Peter 2, verse 2 through 3. Listen carefully, because this is Peter. But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily, which means secretly, clandestinely, bring in damnable heresies. A damnable heresy, by the way, is something that damns you if you embrace it. Otherwise, it wouldn't be damnable. So it's about salvation doctrine. It's a damnable heresy. Even denying the Lord that bought them and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. What's he talking about? Well, Jesus said there was a narrow way. It's the only way he brought. He didn't bring any other way. He said, this is the way. And that is the way of the truth that shall be evil spoken of. In other words, at the end of time or during actually, this has been happening right through the whole church age, where they have negated what Jesus said. They've just simply redacted it. Well, he didn't mean it. Doesn't apply to us. You hear that frequently. Matthew doesn't apply to us. It was written for the Jews. Matthew should be in the Old Testament. Doesn't belong in the New. And on and on and on it goes. It's all lies. Genesis through Revelation applies to all of us. Even the Old Testament, you find all about rebirth in the Old Testament. It's all written in there. It's just that it's in the Old Testament days, things were different. But when Jesus came and sealed the Old Testament, everything changed. But if you go back and look, you'll find it all in there. And it all agrees with everything Jesus said, Peter said, John said, Paul said. It all agrees. There's perfect continuity through the entire thing. And here's the clincher of these people today. Through covetousness, they shall, with feigned words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Harsh words. It's the way it is. And I don't know why people keep rejecting it, but they do. They're steeped in this faith, belief system. But Jesus said there's more to it. Faith and belief are the beginning of it all. Use the terminology of like Noah. You go into Hebrews, you find what true faith is. And it has an active ingredient to it. You don't just sit in an easy chair and say, I believe. Jesus ordered you to do something. Well, with today's modern technology or modern theology, I should say, we're told not to do anything, to add anything to it. You're just supposed to believe, say a simple prayer, and you've got a home run. Jesus says just the opposite, and I've been fighting this for the last 25 years, and been called all kinds of names because of it. I go on what the Word of God says. I don't care if people don't like it, can't accept it, or say it's at all a lie, or it's your interpretation. There is really, basically, in the real things that mean anything, there is no interpretation. It says exactly what it says, and you better comply with it. Oh, you're into lordship salvation. What did Jesus Christ himself say? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I command you? People ought to really listen to this, because I think the church age is about to close. And there are millions of Christians out there who have bought into a false salvation doctrine, and they're going to perish in their sins. Go to Matthew chapter 7 and read, I think it's like from verse 20 through 26, where Jesus says to the multitudes of Christians, get away from me. I never experientially came to know you. Never had an encounter with them, not ever at any time. Why? Well, they refused to enter in. Simple. That's why. Mankind, all of us, are in deep but very unconscious rebellion. That's what the fall did to us. And we rebel against Christ, even when people say they love him. Got to be careful with that. If Jesus, here's what Jesus said to me when I was regenerated in truth. I was one of these faith and belief only types, and the Lord got a hold of me, and he said, you just wait a minute. There is a whole lot more to this than you ever could realize. And so I went on the way, and this is what he showed me after I met him face to face. John 14:20-22. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. And Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? The word manifest, if you look it up, means to reveal, to open up the mystery, to reveal that which was hidden, so you know what the mystery is. Paul said this, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of Father and of Jesus Christ. So there you go. There it is. If people want to deny what the Bible has to say, that's their right. They're going to regret it. That's all I can warn about. You're going to regret it. You better open up that book. You better start studying. The time is short. I believe the church age is about over. And in the age of grace, we were supposed to enter in and walk this way of death, which is really what it is. I don't want to get into that. I'd be here for 10 hours trying to explain it. But in the tribulation period, it becomes physical, not spiritual, where people literally have to put their heads in guillotines. Before the tribulation, Paul makes a comment about charity and how it profits you not, even if you give your life, physical life, as a martyr, doesn't profit you anything, if you have not charity. Look up the word charity. It's divine love. Isn't that interesting? So all of this is all about love. It's very simple once you understand what's really going on, and then the only thing one has to do is search it out. I can remember vividly sitting on the couch in a woe is me moment, and I was reading a small booklet from Jack Van Impe Ministries, and it was about Corinthians in the love chapter, and I was sitting there reading it about love, and all of a sudden, it just dawned on me that I didn't love anyone in truth. I just loved myself, but I didn't love anybody else in truth. And that is when the curtains parted, and that is when I was shown what real, true, divine love is. And that is when the Lord spoke to me. And we had a brief conversation before he regenerated me and came into me and changed my life 180 degrees. Every single Christian is supposed to have that experience. And if people tell you that's a lie, they're lying to you. Read your Bible. That is what the Bible teaches you. That's what it shows you. That's what John is all about, chapter 10 in John, about how the Lord will call you by name. And he did. He called me Stuart. He knew all about me. Amazing stuff. Anyway, I could go on and on and on with this, but I don't. You know, you're either going to accept it or you're not going to accept it. The time is now so short that it's just too bad that humanity has gone the way it's gone. And Larry and I are going to be talking about the war that's going on now between Pakistan and India very soon, and Venezuela very soon, all around the world. Humanity is on a bent for self-destruction. They cannot help themselves. They're fallen creatures. They know not God. They don't want to know about God. Nobody in America even voices the word repent. And even if they use it, they don't even know what it means. It's a foreign language to them. And this is what happens with apostasy. People in America don't even know who America is in Bible prophecy. And even you got experts who claim they're prophetic experts will tell you that America's not even in Bible prophecy. They're liars. They're absolute liars. We're not only in Bible prophecy, we play a major role in the mark of the beast. We play a major role in the last days. We are Babylon the Great. It's undeniable. I mean, people can deny it all they want, but if you want to face the scriptures and the facts of scripture and just read it for what it says, you cannot deny it. I was shown that America was Babylon years and years ago. I had a vision where I was taken to Washington, D.C., and I was shown what they were going to do. And the Lord told me that it was over, that we had been found weighed in the balance and were found wanting, and we were going to be destroyed. He said, it doesn't matter what Washington does. That was probably 20 years ago. Doesn't matter what they do. Well, here we are, about to be destroyed. We have lost the protection of God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost. They have turned their back upon the American and American people. Because of our sins, because of our apostasy, we are a wicked, wicked nation. And one of the reasons I think he does so is because we're so hypocritical about it. We're so hypocritical about who we are. And it just doesn't pay off. Better to be honest with the Lord. Yeah, I'm doing this and I shouldn't be doing it. I'm doing it anyway. He'd rather have you do that than try and lie about everything. And this is where we are. And now in New York and other states, it's okay to stick a screwdriver in some baby's head as it comes out of the womb. We are one sick individual nation. Very sick. I was watching a thing on, I think it was on Fox News, Larry, you may have seen it, where they rescued a rat. And they had, I don't know, four or five guys around trying to rescue this rat out of a sewer thing. He got stuck. We rescue a rat, people, and we kill our own babies? What is wrong? There is something horribly wrong here. Anyway, end of discussion. I'll end it with this one thing. All religions all philosophies, all governmental systems, all the theories of scientists have all but one goal, ultimately, and that is to keep you in the matrix, to keep you dumbed down, to keep you ignorant, and to be totally occupied. Jesus called them earth dwellers, who are not interested in finding out the truth of the matrix, let alone his method of escaping from it. Anyway, end of discussion there. Larry, you sent me something on the prophecies of India. What is going on over there? What's your latest update before I read this?
Well, you know, my latest update, you know, yesterday that we gave was that Pakistan had brought out their nuclear missiles, and some of them were even pointed at the, I believe it was the Nicobar Islands, the Andaman Islands, and off Thailand, and that possibly caused Trump to leave earlier than he had planned, because he just shut off all dialogue and they left. And it was a mysterious thing. Even, you know, everybody in the world was kind of thrown off by how abruptly he left. But I think that was part of it. You can't really protect Air Force One and the President of the United States if there's nuclear missiles moving and pointing your direction. And what's interesting today, Stuart, and the latest on this is, you know, you remember that India had shot down one Pakistani fighter jet, and Pakistan, I believe, had shot down three, and they had one pilot that, you know, they were holding. Well, just as soon as they made a deal today, everything settled, and they made the exchange, and when the pilot was inside India safe, and matter of fact, I found out, Stuart, that this was an Indian Air Wing commander. This was one of the big guys that had got shot down, and so they made a deal, and when they got him back, though, the minute they got him safe, all the artillery from India opened up on Pakistan, all up and down that line of control, as they call it, firing into Pakistan, and then suddenly India loosed their medium-range missiles, and there was a missile attack. Matter of fact, I sent you a link to the missile attack going on. Well, you know, and that's where we are at the moment. There's been a massive artillery and missile attack on Pakistan from India.
Wow. So this could easily go nuclear anytime, couldn't it?
Well, what's interesting, Stuart, is the fact that it appears, you know, there are two, I guess you could say, rational leaders, Modi over in India and the other one, I can't remember the name, in Pakistan, but it appears to me that the Pakistani and the Indian military pretty much have free rein of the weapons they want to use. So, yeah, this is this could go south rather quick.
Well, let's pray that cooler heads prevail and they simmer back down. It almost sounds like what we have here in the United States. We have a domestic going on between the left and the right. And in Pakistan and India, they have a domestic. And unfortunately, domestics are, as you well know, as a police officer, they're the worst calls you can get. That's because rationale doesn't come into it anymore. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's so interesting, and a lot of people don't realize this, Pakistan and India, even though they're two different nations and they hate each other vehemently, they're the same people. What it is Pakistan, all the people in Pakistan went and took that region. They were Indians originally, and they took that region because they wanted to be Muslims. And the Indians are Buddhist, and they hate each other. And they're the same. They're literally the same people. It's almost like you said. It's like Americans. Democrats hate Republicans. Republicans hate Democrats. And everybody hates Trump.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Well, what you're watching is a disintegration of humanity, basically. This is what Bible prophecy said was going to happen. It's insane. But then Washington is insane, has been for quite a while. Nurse Ratchet is running the whole asylum down there, and I don't know how you don't solve it, because Bible prophecy says you can't solve it. The way the Lord solves humanity's problems is a polar shift, which virtually eliminates everybody, where mankind becomes as rare as fine gold, which says to me the problem of humanity is unsolvable. Now, Jesus did come and offer a way to solve it, but they've rejected it totally out of hand. So, you know, what else can he do? Anyway, let me read this prophecy. Now, this is from Jonathan Hansen, and it's about India and Pakistan. Turn from your wicked ways. India, India, a land and people so diversified. You are divided by problems, sins as large as the ocean. You are divided by the sea. Turn back to me. All people come from me. I make them blameless, innocent from transgressions, from the coming judgment. Then they go their own way. They make their own gods of mortar, brick, and clay. They choose their own prophets. From the dust of the earth they came, and unto the dust they go. None with eternal life. In other words, unsaved. Just prophets of doom and death. A spirit from a false god. Let's see. Only a form of myself. In other words, fakes. I will surely visit your transgressions and your iniquities I already see. None will escape from the eyes or ears of the Lord. For I see and hear all things, all lies, all secrets, all filthy abominations that daily go out throughout the land. Turn, turn from your wicked ways, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the King of glory. You will not stand against me with all your wizards and sorcerers. Now, this could apply to America just as well. We're probably worse than they are. I am a jealous God, and my rage is about full. I will visit your sons and daughters with the wrath of my indignation, and will know I live. Your eyes will melt. Now, this is the interesting part of this prophecy. Your eyes will melt before thee, and your ears burst. Your skin will burn, and you remember this day of warning. Turn to me, while there is still time, while my mercy and grace still flow. Now, this sounds to me, Larry, like nuclear war, where you melt. You know, radiation and whatnot. It literally melts the skin, the eyes, the ears. It burns them up. What do you think?
Yeah, amazing.
Okay, then he says, "For I am coming with a sword, with pestilence and fire, and you will know that I live. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the living God of Israel, and all nations, Jesus Christ the Lord. I am the hope of glory, the King of all rulers, the ruler that is yet to come and reign over land, ocean, sea, the world foundations, and all that dwell therein." That's quite a prophecy from India and Pakistan. Here's another one, and I'm not sure. India and the USA will be allies, from alamogordo.com. If the Great War comes, see Nostradamus, Hopi Indians, the USA and India will become allies to stop forces from the East and the West. Pakistan will become the enemy of the United States of America, just like the U.S. helped Iraq in 1980, 1988 war and after. The U.S. fought its own weapons. We're really smart. We give everybody these weapons, and then they use them against us. I mean, it's really intelligent, but oh well. here's something we should notice. Denver Airport, I need your comment on this, Larry. This is beyond belief. Denver Airport unveils talking gargoyle as part of an ongoing celebration of its place in conspiracy theory lore. The Denver International Airport has created an animatronic gargoyle that talks to travelers. The facility has long been the subject of rumors and innuendo, suggesting that it housed a secret underground hub for all manner of sinister forces. Well, I happen to know that's true. It's a long story about how I know it, but I do know that that's factual. There is a huge city under there. These tales were largely relegated to the realm of urban legend and fringe researchers until the airport decided to embrace their odd reputation over the last few years with art installations and now a talking gargoyle that muses about conspiracy theories. This is how they do it, folks. This is how they disarm everybody. A cult scholar and close friend. Oh, I guess that's the end of that. Anyway, what this gargoyle does is says he's 234 years old, which dates all the way back to the founding of the Illuminati. And he says he is part of the Illuminati. They're coming right out into the open and telling you, but they're doing it in such a way that most people will just laugh. It's all part of the Matrix, folks. It's all part of the big scam to keep you here. They don't want you to escape the Matrix. And they will do anything at all to keep you in it. That's why the Lord said what he said, seek wisdom, seek understanding with all your heart, mind, and soul. Magnitude 7.0 earthquake. What's that about in Peru?
Well, they call that a shaker. Yeah, Peru just got hit today with 7.0. Well, they actually said 7.1 to start with. Then they dropped it down a little. But I think it's still part of that plate that goes up all the way from you know, South America up to Alaska.
Did you see that report that they about volcanoes?
Oh, yeah.
That volcanoes are a major danger? What was that about? I only saw the headline. Did you get a chance to really look at it at all?
Not real well. I'm overloaded with news myself. They're just warning. You know, this has been going on a while. They've been warning about volcanoes in America for some time. And, of course, nobody listens at all. I mean, nobody believes there's going to be a volcano in America, or even especially California, especially even Yellowstone, I suppose.
Yeah. Yellowstone, they're keeping a lot of that very, very quiet. But there is a prophecy, and I don't know who gave it, that said Yellowstone was going to blow off. It was not going to be a huge eruption like everybody, you know, like a super volcano can do. But it was going to be enough of an eruption that it would, wake up a few people about, you know, America has a lot of volcanoes in it. Don't you have several not too far from where you are?
Yeah, they've, you know, back 100 years or more ago, there were some of them that were erupting a little bit, you know, within a number of miles of me. I mean, yeah, they're up here in Arkansas and Oklahoma. There's, you know, these locations have got hot spots.
Yeah, and they seem to be getting hotter by the day. This is kind of weird. Okay, I want to jump over here. One day after Jared Kushner says Israel's walls must come down for peace, Benjamin Netanyahu is indicted on fraud and bribery charges. Why would Kushner say that Israel's walls have to come down? Is this part of that so-called peace agreement? That seems kind of odd.
I'm not sure if he was talking about the literal, real separation walls that protect Israel, or if he was talking about Israel keeping everybody away, you know, in other words, symbolic walls.
Symbolic walls, okay.
Yeah, I can't really imagine anybody that, with all your enemies around you, would believe you need to take your walls down to have peace. You will, because they'll kill you. Then they'll be peaceful.
Yeah, kind of like a communist. As long as we've gotten rid of all non-communists, we can have peace. That's what they mean by it. Orwellian doublespeak. Only, here's what Netanyahu said, I guess. Only the voters will decide if I remain in office, not bureaucrats. Prime Minister said after Attorney General somebody announced on Thursday his intention to indict. So they really do mean to bring Netanyahu down like they're trying to bring Trump down. And now they're trying to get, what's his name, Trudeau, is it, out of Canada. What is happening around here? Is this part of the prophecies of overthrowing of leaders?
Well, it appears to be. You know, this started with the Muslim Brotherhood and the bringing down of smaller nations, and now suddenly that began, whatever that seed was that we all planted, I guess you could claim that we all did it because we were behind it. And when America's behind the coups and regime changes, sometimes it comes back home to roost. And I think that all of this regime change has come home to roost to all the Western nations now. We're even seeing a breakup of the EU and the UK. I mean, you know, they can't even lash against an enemy. They can't even fight back against an enemy particularly. They don't have any borders.
Yeah, it sounds almost like we're getting into global chaos now, just before the, you know, motto of the CFR was everywhere. That's total surveillance. And the motto of Masonry was order out of chaos. So in order to have full chaos, I guess you have to throw all the nations into disarray, start a nuclear war, and out of that comes a new world order. And folks, you have to remember something about the elite. They hate you. They literally hate you. It's right there in Washington. It's on TV. They could, like Larry has said many times, they don't care about you. In fact, they don't care about America. They just as soon bring America down, destroy it, rather than give Trump even one little victory. I mean, this is insanity that's reigning today in America. But I think this is part of prophecy myself. I mean, it's just amazing what they're doing. I don't know. What do you think, Larry? How far away are we from total meltdown? I think we're awful close.
Well, it's amazing. You know, here we, I just saw a little post this evening. This Muslim, I can't remember her name, Ilan or whatever it is, that wears the veil, you know, in Congress.
Yes.
She's come out now and holding press conferences that she's supporting Maduro, not Guaido. So foreign policy is no longer administered apparently by the White House. Now that anybody that wants to be a Muslim, I suppose, can, you know, love whatever's out there. You know, all it is, Stuart, evil grasps for evil. Evil embraces
yes.
evil. And the American people high in the sky, I don't know, Stuart, when their bubble breaks, they'll all go blind.
Well, when that bubble breaks, mayhem is going to break out. I can tell you that. We've got so many people on food stamps. We got so many people. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if the food stamps top tomorrow morning? I mean, these people,
mayhem.
I'm not saying they don't need food stamps. The economy is not what we're being told it is. I can remember when Donald Trump was running for office, he said the unemployment rate was around 22%, give or take a little bit. And I remember him saying that very well. As soon as he got into office, the unemployment rate dropped to 4-point-something percent. So what they do is they take you in the back room, and this is what you can say, and this is what you cannot say. which he even admitted when he said, well, I can't always tell you the truth. Well, why not? Well, because you're being told what you can say and what you can't. This is how it works when you have deep state operatives that have infiltrated for what, Larry, the last 50, 60 years. They've been infiltrating very quietly into every level of government. And it's not good. But when the final door gets shut, it's going to be mayhem. When people are hungry, I don't know if I ever mentioned it before, but the military did some research on hunger and thirst. And what they found is really chilling. They found that a person after 12 days of no food would do anything, anything at all to eat. Murder, no problem at all. Same thing with thirst, only it took, I think, 4 days. That if you were, you would then do anything for a drink of water, anything at all. Can you imagine then what would happen if the grid goes down where the water wells don't have pumps because they use electricity? I mean, just think about this. Think about the ripple effects that happen when the trucks all stop running because they can't get fuel. Pumps require electricity. That's why these people are warning about an EMP. That's why Larry and I have been telling you, and I don't want to speak for Larry, but I'm sure he would agree, you have to prepare for this. And hopefully it never happens. But what do you do if you don't prepare? What do your loved ones come and say to you because I don't believe any of that stuff and I'm not going to prepare? I don't want to give the name, but there was a fellow who did do a lot of preparing, and he tried to go get the neighbors to prepare, and one of the neighbors said to him, why should I prepare? I'll just come and take yours. Humanity is a fallen, evil race, and civilization is a very thin facade, very thin. And Larry, as a police officer, I'm sure could tell you many horrific stories about that thin facade when it comes to crime and people who commit those crimes. Am I speaking out of turn?
Oh, no. You know, it's almost like everybody acts nice while the sun's shining, but once the darkness falls, you won't even know them. And a matter of fact, there's two authors. One's Mark Goodwin, and the other's Bobby Ackert, who for the last 2 years have wrote the most incredible sets of trilogies and novels about, North Korea EMP's attack on America, or they've written about, William Fortune and Bobby Ackert wrote about a sun event that destroys everything, these guys have wrote books, and if you want to know how bad it can get, I challenge you to order a set of their books. It'll blow you away. And what I'm here to tell you is it'll probably be worse than their books when it happens.
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of the visions that people have had, they just said it's horrific. People are trying to escape from the cities, and they're being, the gangs come get them and kill them just for the fun of killing them and raping the women and all, just all kinds of horrific stuff. But the Lord does protect his own, and hopefully he will. But if you don't prepare at least a little bit, you're in trouble. Personally, I don't think an EMP is going to last all that long. And the reason I say that is that we have to have the Mark of the Beast system has to go live. The 5G, the 6G, people didn't realize that they're already working on 6G. But all of that requires electricity. All of that, all of the grid, the Mark system, the wired up system. They're trying to get everybody in. It's amazing what they're attempting to do. All the kids are wired in at school. The cell phones and the, it's an interesting name, isn't it? Cell phone. What's a cell?
Yeah, and by the way, Stuart,
yeah.
I'm just going to insert this in there and get your opinion on it, because they're claiming that China is literally leading the whole world on this innovation of the 5G and the AI systems that are hooked up together. And currently, China's already linked into it solid and going to expand it. And
yes.
What's interesting is a lot of Chinese citizens, because of AI operating 24/7 all around them, they're now denying food and health care and assistance or aid to a lot of people and putting a lot of people in prison. This is an absolute matrix within a matrix.
Yes, it is. That's the subject of my book. Is actually there are three matrices, folks. You're trapped in the cosmic matrix, time and space continuum. We call it scientifically. We're in lockdown. We can't get out. That's why Jesus came here. He came here to show you the way out of the matrix. And it's how do I word this? He did not bring another religion with him. We made it into a religion. A changed heart is not a religion event. A changed heart is a changed heart. I don't want to get off on that either, but now we have another matrix. The matrix within the cosmic matrix is your mind, and it is also on lockdown. You have a veil over your mind. I read you the part of the scripture that says it. And that's just one of many. Then what Larry's talking about is a digital matrix, which is to lock down humanity totally. We call it the mark of the beast in the Bible. But what it is total surveillance, total control, 24/7, 365, and they decide what is right, what is wrong, whether you're good, whether you're bad. If you do a jaywalk, you get points taken off. You may remember the movie Total Recall. It was kind of a violent film, but the typical Schwarzenegger. Schwarzenegger's films are telling you what is coming prophetically. And in that movie, he wants to go to Mars, and he has to pay by social credits. Well, guess what China's doing? Social credits. I read about 20 years ago, a senior cardinal in the Catholic Church wrote a report about social credits and how we had to go to social credits. It's coming here. And Larry's absolutely right. you bend the rule anywhere, and you get nailed, and nailed hard. And it is going to use 5G, and they're wiring everybody in through cell phones. And, you know, it's going to say, look at the word cell. Look it up. It means prison. They don't call them that for nothing. They are establishing a digital prison. And they're going to use 5G and 6G technology to do it. And what's dangerous about 5G technology, they can start working on your mind. You already got a veil over your mind as it is. And they know what the frequencies are. In fact, I was just reading an article, Larry, the other day, where they're connecting all the DNA. If they have your DNA, they have your personal frequency. And they can tune into it. And now they are, I can remember Stephen Greer in a Disclosure Project. He said they've had this technology now for some time. They can talk to you. They use something about the skull and vibrations. And you hear it as a voice. And he said, well, you're going to think you're talking to your God when in fact you're not talking to your God at all. Another reason why the Lord, you need the protection of the Lord. Otherwise, you're going to fall under this delusion. Read Thessalonians about the strong delusion. It's really, really hard to read because of what it says. They did not have the love of God. They did not have the love of the truth. Obviously, if you're going to find the truth, you got to have a love for it. But the word is not for the truth. The word is they did not have the love of the truth. And so they went under this delusion. And as Larry has long known, apostasy has been just growing and growing and growing and growing. And it just, people just fall away. And then they call you radical because you believe in the Bible. You believe in Bible prophecy. It's very, very interesting how apostasy works and how you become radicalized just because you believe the truth. It's amazing how humanity works and how insane they're becoming. Any other things you want to talk about, Larry?
Oh, I was... Well, we could talk about Venezuela because I'll just mention a few things here that's going on. Is Maduro, it's being reported now, has turned loose all the prisoners in Venezuela and put them in uniform and sent them out as squads to dispose of the opponents, the opposition. Of course, Guaido has gone to Paraguay from Colombia. He didn't go right back. He says he's going back to Venezuela. But they say that they're focused on taking him into custody, if you will, the minute he arrives. So Guaido's out of the country, and Maduro's in the country, and he's not surrendering. And at the same time, we've got the Chinese locked in that have begun now to take some Venezuelan generals' families to China to protect them, which tells you how locked in they are. Russia's locked in. And we got to remember, this thing's... It's getting pretty tough out there, but the Chinese are running the Panama Canal. At any point in time, if we push the issue, they could shut the Panama Canal down, and we either have to take Panama or our shipping will be disrupted.
Yep. They've been very, very clever, the Chinese have, and we've been very, very stupid. But that's typical, I guess, of Washington. No common sense, whatever. But here's something that Graham, Senator Graham said. Time to end the nuclear threat. Graham hints at war hours after Trump-Kim summit stalls. Is this a threat about North Korea and taking her out? And maybe that's why Kim hits us first.
Well, what do you think would be being said if Lindsey's sidekick, John McCain, was still there? We know there were war hawks, and they wanted war after war after war after war.
Yep. Yeah, but I think, folks, we are. There's no way we're not getting into war. The only question is when we're getting into war. Every day count is normal, and thank God for the blessing of another normal day, even if you get 2 feet of rain, like California just got. We are being hammered. There's no question about it. And we're going to continue to get hammered, and the Lord is just trying to wake people up. Evidently, a comatose person, it's very, very difficult to wake him up. But anyway, he tries. Anyway, Larry, thank you so much for coming on tonight. And we'll, if anything really breaks or goes nuclear or gets worse, we'll definitely do a quick update to keep everybody informed. There's nothing on major media. I didn't see anything about this Indian situation. Did you on Fox?
No. It's mainstream media in America right now is all, I guess you could call, flatuation.
It's a good word. Anyway, folks, prepare as best you can. Rely upon the Lord and be ready, because this is coming down sooner or later. Hopefully later, but maybe not. Anyway, good night, and heads up, your redemption draweth nigh.